Checking in now with Swampscott softball, Swampscott High School softball coach Gary Moran. And, Gary, welcome to MSO. I think we talked to you a while back, but it has been a while.
Yeah, I think it was a couple of years ago was the first time.
Yeah.
Connected.
All right. Gary, this is strange circumstance right now, obviously. You haven't had some, interscholastic play with Swampscott varsity. I don't know, somebody pointed out it was like 730 days or something like that. So, tell me a little bit about, the makeup of preseason and so on, and the kids you have coming out for softball, and then we'll get to how the season has begun, and we'll take a look at some of your kids.
All right. So right now we have 12 girls on the varsity, 10 on the JV team, so 22 total in the program.
Mm-hmm.
As far as experience goes on the varsity level, I have four girls that have varsity experience. Two of them have been there for 2 or 3 years. And then the other two have been there for one. And then everybody else making up the team has been playing softball for 2 years or less.
Okay. Now, that presents a problem in terms of the Northeastern Conference, because there are kids, you know, and I'm looking at Gloucester, Marblehead, and those other teams who have they've got kids who have had experience, a lot of experience from freshmen and sophomores who are now juniors and seniors. And they've been playing for quite a while. You don't have that luxury at the moment. So tell me a little bit about the makeup of the team and maybe, you know, your older kids, your older players.
So the good news is we are young. We are inexperienced. But the girls are very receptive and very willing to learn. So I think the more they play, the more experience they get, the more game time they see, the better they're going to be down the road. Obviously, we're going to take some lumps. First two games went a little sideways real quick. But I think just being in games and the experience, the girls are just, I mean, every day, I can see that practice every day. They're working super hard. They want to get better. So that's a positive.
Yep.
At the top, we have, one senior, Riley Scanlon, who is, all over the place in the field. She's been playing third base. She's going to start at first tomorrow. She's our senior captain. And then behind her, we have Nicolette Frazier, who has been on the varsity team since eighth grade. She started every year that we've had softball since she was in eighth grade. She's a junior this year. She's catcher, shortstop. So those are the two rocks in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's filled out with, you know, freshmen, sophomores.
Okay. Well, there are several layers here. You know, and we'll start with the older kids because I remember my daughter played lacrosse at Gloucester High School a few years ago when they were just starting a program, and they were losing games, oh man, by 20 or 30 goals. And they didn't get discouraged, disappointed, yes, discouraged, no, because they knew they were new to the program and they had to work to compete. And it sounds like you've got some young kids there in a similar situation where. You know, they know they have to keep learning. They know they've got to get better and learn the skills on the one hand. On the other hand, you got those older players, especially your captain, who's been around for a while. And as you said, you're taking your lumps, but she's sort of, I'm guessing you might even say she's in a position of being a coach because she's the one with the experience. So she has to get these younger kids to not get discouraged.
Absolutely. Both of them, both Nicolette and Riley. When they're on the field, they do all the talking. They are keeping the girls in the game, keeping them up. We had situations in our first two games where we were getting blown out. We were down 21-0 at one point in our first game to Winthrop.
Mm-hmm.
And we came in for the fifth inning and said, listen, you know, we have the opportunity right now to win this inning.
Mm-hmm.
We went out, we threw a 1-2-3 inning, came up in the bottom of the fifth, scored a run. And we, you know, after the game, we talked about it. Like, we just won that inning. We're moving in the right direction.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
We're trying to cut the game into small little pieces.
And the thing is, too, what makes it a little more challenging when you have young players like this is you don't have the developmental system that maybe some other schools have had or, you know, because of whatever, because of attrition, because of graduation. And then you have this shortened preseason. So, that said, and that done, what are you working on, Coach, and what are you pleased with so far with the kids learning how to play softball, I guess?
So yeah, we're definitely learning on the fly. We had practice the other day, and we were teaching the girls how to slide. That's sort of where we're at. Tagging up at third base, you know, less than two outs. We had some situations in our first couple of games where the girls just had no idea how to tag up. So we're working on pretty much fundamentals, but at the same time trying to fit in higher level thinking skills as well on the softball field.
Yep, yep.
Because as you know, softball's a thinking game. You need to know where you're going, when it needs to get there.
Well,
so we're missing that sort of instinctual aspect
right.
for the girls. They need to be taught everything.
Yeah, it's the reps where they have to react rather than think and get out
right.
there. Yeah. And that's going to be an ongoing process. How many games do you have on the schedule, coach?
So this year we only have 13.
Okay. All right, so this is most definitely a learning process, and the next thing that I would question or have a question about is how do you develop pitching if you don't have pitching at the moment? How do you develop that, or what do you look for?
So we have one girl who is a freshman. She pitched a full year on JV, so we've been working with her day in and day out, just working on her footwork, working on her arm angle, her arm slot. Working on control, and right now the idea is to get her throwing two pitches, fastball, changeup.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get that done in the next week, and then we're going to add in the rise ball, and then we're going to go from there. But ideally, what we're working on a day-to-day basis is just getting her comfortable throwing the softball.
Gotcha. And as an analogy, I remember when my daughter was playing as a sophomore on lacrosse. And they were getting hammered, but they kept improving and they kept learning, and they did not get discouraged. But they also had fun, and you got to make it fun somehow. I'm guessing, Gare.
Yeah. So we have a great group of girls, and every day they have the biggest smiles on their face. They show up to practice,
okay,
time ready to go, and they might not know much about the game of softball now,
mm-hmm.
But I think just their attitudes are going to take them a very long way.
That's terrific, man. I'm happy to hear that, and I know there will be improvement. And there are small victories. I think, Gary, is how my daughter used to put it. She said, "Well, small victories, like you just said, you win an inning, you know, you win, you know, a face-off, or well, that would be in lacrosse, but you win, you know, you make some outs, you stop the other team, you have 1-2-3 inning, and that's a beginning. And then they build on that, and they get stronger and stronger. But it's the reps. You got to get out there in practice, I'm guessing, and you guys have to fill in. Now, do you play like 2 or 3 games a week?
Right. Yeah, we've had this week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So we have 3 this week,
mm-hmm.
2 next week. So we mix in a practice on the weekends.
Okay.
So we've been working.
I have no doubt about that. Now you've got, let's see, I don't even know what the date is. When is your next game, coach?
So we're home against Beverly tomorrow, 4 o'clock.
Home against Beverly. All right. Gary, thank you for taking the time. I'm going to check in with you from time to time and check on the progress, and you're going to tell me about some of the great things that your kids are doing.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, coach. All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.